evening, everyone, and welcome back to Kingdom Come, our new series of teaching, with me, Jess Priest, and Pastor Fergus Buchan from MMI London. Thank you all so much for tuning in and joining us again tonight. So last week's episode was on the topic of sin and repentance, and why it's so important that we take accountability for our sins, and those times when we slip up, and when we do, to take time and actually repent and ask for forgiveness. And truly mean it. And tonight, Pastor Fergus is going to be speaking and teaching about the rich young man in the book of Matthew and how much we are willing to give up for Jesus. So without further ado, over to you, Pastor Fergus.
Well, good evening, everybody. Once again, I greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I've got a nice testing message today, or teaching, or reading, whichever way you want to take it. And I want to just share what's on my heart and about what the Lord Jesus is revealing to us. So before we go into the actual word, let us open in a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for this evening. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can come onto this beautiful radio station and share our hearts and share the scriptures with our brothers and sisters all around the world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto thee. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, Jess. All right, if you've got your Bibles ready, I'm sure you have. I'm sure the Bibles aren't far away. Get them. And we're going to go into the Gospel of Matthew. And we're going to be reading from chapter 19 and verse 16 to 23. I was going to do 22, but we're going to go extra verse tonight. So, what are we going to talk about? Well, you know, it's a twofold thing, this. I've often said, and in fact I said it at the ministry yesterday on Sunday when I ministered, if your faith costs you nothing, it's worth nothing. It's as simple as that. So what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about a lot of things. Maybe your time, your prayer time, your ministry with your pastor, giving up what you hold dear. Many things to serve him. Not to serve a ministry, and my ministry know that. Our group know. They serve Jesus Christ. Yes, they walk with their pastor, which is me, and they're under my leadership, and I'm under God's leadership, obviously. But what do you actually, let's just read what the Lord says here, because this guy came along here. And he was, I think, at the beginning a bit arrogant. Why do I say that? Listen. Verse 16. Now remember, Matthew 19. I'm starting from verse 16. Now behold, one came and said to him, "Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" So now we're going to go right to the beginning when I said to you a little bit, not so arrogant, maybe full of himself. How's that for a nice word? He must have known this is not a good teacher. Yes, I know he was known as Rabboni. That's a rabbi, as you know, in Hebrew. Rabbi is a pastor of today's terms. But this was God. I mean, they must have heard about the healings, the miracles, what he had done already. So I think he came along a little bit full of himself, because I'll explain to you just now why. And this happens so often to me when I meet people of stature. How's that for a good word, Jess? So verse 17 says, "So he said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you keep,'" sorry, I'll repeat that. "'But if you want to enter into the life, keep the commandments.'" Okay, so I'll read it again just to make it really clear. "So he said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.'" That's exactly spot on. That's the Lord speaking. Now, we're talking about commandments. And next week's message is going to be an enlightenment to all of you. So don't miss next week. Don't miss this week. Next week, I'm going to share something to you that was a total revelation to me and to many pastors that I've taught. Verse 18 says, and he said to him, which ones? Jesus said, you shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Verse 19 says, honor your father and your mother, and if you and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, all these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack? You know, I've learned something, Jess, and you brothers and sisters out there. When you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and you speak to him in that manner, remember what I said, a bit uppity, but he wasn't a bad man. He was probably a nice young guy. And then he made that statement, what do I still lack? Now you're opening yourself up. You're really, you know, the Lord did say somewhere in the Bible, you can look it up, the less you say, the better. Yeah, I've learned that, by the way, in ministry. Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Now, obviously the Lord Jesus knew this young man. Obviously the Lord created this young man. Obviously the Lord knew he was coming to him, and he knew he was going to ask this question. Because we cannot catch the Lord by surprise in anything. Now he has the reply. And I've seen this many times in my ministry. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He must have been a very, very wealthy man. Verse 23, the one I said I wasn't going to read, but I am going to read it. Then Jesus said to his disciples, assuredly, I say to you, that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. In verse 24, let's finish it. And again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Now, let's clear this up. I know very, very wealthy, rich men. Many. They are godly men. They support missions. They support ministries. I am supported 99.9% by businessmen. Okay? Churches don't give. They've got their own agendas. They've got things to do. And they forget that the Great Commission, going into all the world and preaching the gospel, is not irrelevant to them, but they are looking inside all the time. Not knocking churches. I'm just letting you know. An outgoing church is a healthy church. So this young man was a very, very wealthy man. So he said, yeah, I've done that. I can keep that. But now we come to the pocket. Now we come to the wallet. He couldn't do it, you see. He walked away. Sorrowfully. Now, just to clear up one matter here. Yes, he could have given everything away and come and follow Jesus and lived the life of a disciple, which is pretty difficult in those days. It's pretty difficult nowadays, actually. It's not much easier. But I don't believe that the Lord wanted him to give everything away, because if he did, he wouldn't be a good steward. What is a good steward, Jess? It's somebody that looks after what he's been given. Okay. How do we get blessed in our ministry? Jess is part of my ministry. Always has been, and for a long while, well, right from the beginning. But so you've got to be a good steward. But what do you use the finance for? Yes, you've got to live. Yes, you've got to have a motor car, you've got a house. I understand all that. But how much of your wealth do you give to the kingdom? That's the point. And not prosperity preaching here, please. You know me by now, all of you. If you don't, well, go back into our website and just pick up all the ministry that we've done and what we preach, okay? But this young man wouldn't give a penny, wouldn't give a bean, you see, because he was very, very wealthy. And I've found that with people that don't share, people that have great wealth, especially Christians, and I'm going to make a statement that you might shock you. Christians generally are mean. Now, I'm sorry. Jess is nodding her head here. Oh, well, you know, I'll give him £10 then. What about the lady with the two mites? So, the moral of this story here is, what are you prepared to give up to serve Jesus? What are you prepared to... Now, this is a financial thing. The Lord knew this man had great wealth. Please, you knew that. What are you prepared to give up? I had, not because she's sitting here, I had Jess and her mum on Saturday in the streets of London looking for the lost, the poor, the prostitute, the drug addict, the alcoholic, and the police. We reached 5 policemen who prayed with us. That's a young girl. She's got friends. She goes out for coffee. Saturday is Saturday, but she said, no. And most of her Saturday was walking around the streets with me and her mum. And next week I'll have 2 others. But it's only on a rotary basis. I mean, Jess might not come out again for 4 weeks. So not the crying Jess. I mean, she witnesses wherever she can. But when I make the call, unless she's sick or got a date that she can't get out of, she's there. That's where you've got to be. So, well, you know, Pastor Bucken, I live in Glasgow. I live in Aberdeen, where this radio broadcast is coming from. Well, I live in Johannesburg. We've got teams going out tonight. I sent them a prayer message again. Messiah Ministries International Teams, South Africa. And they reach the lost and feed the poor. They feed the poor. We don't. We just give the salvation message. That's what the Lord told me to do in London. But they also give hot dogs to the poor and underprivileged. That's great. I'm all for that. But they preach the gospel first. But they give up their time to go into the streets of Johannesburg. Now, let me tell you, that is probably one of the most, if not the most dangerous cities in the world for murder. But these saints go every single Monday. So, what are you prepared to give up? That's my question for you today. Well, Pastor Bucken, I'm not a very wealthy person, you know. Did I ask you for money? Yeah, it's the easiest thing in the world. I used to be a wealthy man once myself. Very wealthy. It's the easiest thing to write a check out. You know that? Jesus wants you. He doesn't want your money because he owns the money anyway. This young man didn't realize everything he had came from God. So, well, I just said, Pastor Bucken, I'm a pensioner. Well, then you know what you can do for us? You can pray for us. You can send in prayers over this ministry. You've got our website address. Jess has got it up and running. Pray for us. Pray for the new programs, the new outreaches that we're preparing. It's exciting stuff that's happening to Messiah Ministries International, especially the London teams. Things are happening here. So, brothers and sisters, if your faith costs you nothing, it's worth nothing. So I'll leave that one with you. Nothing is too little. The woman with the two mites. Simple prayer. You don't even have to write it out and send it to us. Pray. The heavenlies know, and that prayer will fall on us for protection, for favor, for blessings, to reach the lost and bring them in. For them to bend the knee in the middle of the streets of London like they all do and pray the sinner's prayer loudly. That would be just absolutely super for this ministry. So be encouraged. Don't be like the rich young man. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He is the author and finisher of your faith. Amen. Right, we're going to close in a word of prayer. And until next week, God bless you all. Keep safe. Let us pray. Father God, I just thank you for this word. I thank you for this message. I thank you, Lord, that I just love expounding mostly when the Master speaks. I love all the gospel. I like all the scriptures. I love them all. But especially the gospels when the Lord Jesus speaks, because it's so profound and so real to me. So thank you, Father, for this word. May somebody out there be blessed today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. Till next week.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Fergus, for sharing that with us. And thank you to everyone that tuned in tonight. If any of you have any questions or prayer requests, please send them in to our new prayer email address, and it's mmi.londonprayer@gmail.com. So we'll see you all next week. And don't forget to tune in and join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Until then, God bless.